Hello and welcome to the pod today. Welcome to We Have Class. This is Room 216 with your host, Mr. G. On today's podcast, we have the lost colony of Roanoke Island. Okay, so what happened to the 117 people who tried to establish the first English settlement in America? Well, on April 26, 1587, Governor John White and 117 colonists set sail from Portsmouth, England to the New World. And today, we're going to explore what happened. Okay, your guess is as good as mine. Hey folks, it's Mr. G here. Today's going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to do a video. What I'm going to do is this pod, because it's going to be a lot easier for me to get through the bevy of information that we have to get through to start our crime scene investigation and looking into the background of Roanoke Island and the 117 colonists that went missing in 1587. Okay? So, I mean, we've all lost things before. I've lost my keys, my wallet. Thank goodness I found it. But we've all found those things. Now, I've never been responsible for losing 117 people the way John White will be responsible. Now, it's one of history's greatest mysteries because it is still relatively unsolved. We have no idea whether these people were absorbed into an Indian tribe, abducted by aliens, drifted off to sea, unfortunately, maybe murdered, okay? Maybe local Indians came by and there was a bit of a war there. But nobody really knows. Because when John White left, he said, I'll be back in a year. And he came back in three. It's equivalent of one of your parents saying, hey, going out for milk. And three years later, here they come with 1%. Okay. So let's explore what we're going to talk about here. You are going to be a police officer or CSI investigator, let's put it that way. And in today's lesson, what you're going to do is you are going to explore one case. And the case you're going to explore is going to be scenario one, where it says the colonists traveled to Croatoan Island. Okay, now what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to read through this as fast as I can. And then I'm going to get you down to the investigative part on page two, which is going to be part of your assignment today. Okay, so let's carry on over to scenario one, where the colonists travel to Croatoan Island. Now, the first clue is a message carved in a palisade that was discovered by Governor John White in 1590 on Roanoke Island. The message said, Croatoan, in capital letters. Although this has been cited as some sort of mysterious clue, the reality is, it's perfectly logical that they left that note. You see, before John White left the colony in 1587 to get supplies from England, he told the colonists to carve the name of the place they were going on a tree if they left Roanoke Island. He also said to put a cross under it if they left for reasons of danger. No cross was found, and White, in his own records, stated he was relieved to know that the colony was safe in Croatoan with a man named Monteo. Now, Monteo was an Indian from Croatoan who had been to England twice, spoke English, and had been used as an interpreter. Croatoan Island is also home of the Croatoan tribe of Native Americans. So now you gotta ask yourself the question, did the colonists at Roanoke know where Croatoan was? Croatoan is a modern-day Buxton on Hatteras Island, an island the English had visited in all of their voyages. It was where they had landed in 1584 and even lived for some time in 1585. The colonists went there again in 1587 and had a feast. It was the hometown of their ally and interpreter Monteo, and it appears on all of John White's maps. So yes, the English were familiar with Croatoan, and there was never a mystery as to where that place was. However, after John White's failed attempt to reach the island in 1590, no other attempt to reach Croatoan was made for another 80 years. Another confirmation of this is we have from the Hatteras Indians, who either then lived on Roanoke Island or much frequented it. These tell us that several of their ancestors were white people. Their ancestors could also read books, as we do. These ancestors also have gray eyes, which is found frequently amongst these Indians. So we have the message carved in the by the colonists Mateo's hometown and the oral history of the Hatteras Indians, all pointing to Croatoan. But you already know this. This is all old news. So what is really interesting is what happened in the year I graduated high school, way back, and that went, oh, and the Phillies went to the World Series and lost in the wonderful year of 1993. The native families of Hatteras Island can show you arrowheads, pottery, and other artifacts that they have found from previous generations of people. In the 1970s, locals of the island used to sit by the road and sell arrowheads for a nickel each to tourists. Buckets full of pottery. The native families of Hatteras Island can show you arrowheads, pottery, and other artifacts that they have found from previous generations of people. In the 1970s, locals of the island used to sit on the road and sell arrowheads for a nickel each to tourists. Buckets full of pottery and arrowheads could be found all over the ridges where Croatoan village once stood. In 1993, however, Hurricane Emily surged to feet of soil and sludge over the village site, and ripped out many layers of sand in the process. As a result, an enormous amount of new artifacts were uncovered and formed by local residents. Eventually, archaeologists came to the site. Dr. David Phelps had found some Croatoan artifacts before back in the 1980s while doing work for the 400th anniversary of the first English voyagers to the New World. Phelps returned to the island and, with help from a lot of volunteers, launched another excavation. Again, Phelps and his man found remarkable discoveries. This time, not only were Croatoan artifacts found, but European ones as well. Among the European artifacts were the iron ring of caulking hammer, lead bullets, nails, bricks, and most importantly, a gun that dates to 1583, and a gold ring that probably belonged to a man named Master Kendall, who was part of the 1585 voyage. Now, it is your goal today to help me solve today's mystery of history. You will now work on scenario one, as you will see four artifacts on that second page. Go through them, answer the questions, and report back to me tomorrow. Tell me what your investigation turned up. And thank you for today and helping me solve today's mystery of history.